Hello again, and you are listening to Soundtrack Telling, where imagination comes to life. Now, for those of you listening beforehand, what you heard, because I didn't get to tell you what songs were on before, what you heard was Forbidden Friendship by John Powell from How to Train Your Dragon, 117 by Neil David from Halo 4, Bower Lake by Russell Shaw from Fable 2, and Overture by Martin O'Donnell from Halo Reach. Now here at Soundtrack Telling, I encourage you to use your mind's eye to see many different stories. And the great thing about it is, only you can visit these fantastic worlds. Even if you hear the same story your buddy does, you both picture something entirely different. Soundtrack music from TV shows, movies, and video games is more than music. It is a way to tell a story and to help tell a story. Without it, some events in our entertainment just isn't the same. Those of you just tuning in, you have been sucked into the soundtrack zone. Unfortunately for you, you can't get out of it until you hear the entire story. You see, from the beginning of the show, a couple hours ago, I have been reading a story in parts and have added music to it. The only way to escape is to hear the story in its entirety. Which means, for those of you just tuning in, you'll have to listen to this show at a later time. Check the schedule on the website to see when this show will play next. Don't forget, say hello to me at Facebook at Jim R. Kirk or send me a message at soundtracktelling@gmail.com. That's soundtracktelling@gmail.com. I am Captain Kirk, and here is more great soundtrack music. Thank you. That was Enterprising Young Men by Michael Giacchino. I'm sorry, I'm butchering his last name, from Star Trek 2009. And then before that, the theme song from Jurassic Park by John Williams from Jurassic Park, and Suicide Mission by Jack Wall from Mass Effect 2. Well, since we're coming up to the end of the show, I should probably tell you the end of the story. Or should I? Maybe I should finish it in another episode and keep you stuck in Soundtrack Zone. I'm just kidding. Here it is, the conclusion. I don't think I was thinking for the next 40 minutes. As I figure it, it was about that long from the time Ben and I slipped on the highway bridge until the time we rode up toward the Jenkins driveway. Richard Jenkins met me at the door as we arrived.
"Doctor," he said, "thank you for coming."
"Richard," I said, "how are you? How is your wife doing?" And as he filled me in, I began to come to my senses once again. For as I entered his home, the clock over his fireplace said 4 o'clock. I had left my house around noon. Slower going in the storm than I thought. Was I lucky? No, I don't think so. Rescued by God? Absolutely. Margaret was burning up. Her temperature was just over a hair above 103. She had chills. I knew how she felt. We had to get the fever down. I was finally beginning to warm up a little. At least I could move my fingers fairly well again. Richard and I moved Margaret as near to the fireplace as we could, where it was the warmest. Then Richard put a kettle of water on to boil and made her a cup of hot tea and bundled her in a woolen blanket while I got the medicine ready. Now, it was just wait. Her fever broke at about 3 a.m. I remember because the Big Ben clock near the door had just chimed and awakened me. Outside, the wind was still blowing, but the snow had stopped. I'm sure there would be plenty of snowdrifts on the road. I had sat down in an easy chair Richard and I had moved next to Margaret by the fireplace. I got up and called to Richard. "Her fever broke. She's sweating, but she's sleeping well." I gave Richard a small bottle of pills with instructions and what to do if the fever returned. He said, "I'll see she has plenty to drink, too." "Yes," I replied, "and keep her out of drafts from opening the front door if you can. But I think she'll be fine. I'm going to saddle old Ben and try and get back into town. I've got to be at the clinic by 10 this morning. Dolly Peters has an appointment. She's had this bug that your wife has. It's pretty severe."
"Well," Richard Jenkins said to me as I put on my coat and headed to the door, "I sure appreciate you coming. I hope the storm wasn't too bad on your ride over," he said hopefully. I replied, "No, nothing old Ben and I couldn't handle. Just another day in the life of a country doctor." And as I turned and opened his front door to leave, I uttered under my breath, "Thanks be to God." Many thanks to this listener who provided this fun short story to Soundtrack Telling. I always have such a blast putting that together, and for those of you who stuck it out till the end, you are now freed from the Soundtrack Zone. In fact, why don't we celebrate it with some crazy celebration music that has been heard on a few different movies that have unique outros songs. This particular one comes from Star Wars Episode 6. I'm sure many of you out there know exactly where this is from.
Yeah. Thank you.
That is the Ewok celebration and finale from Star Wars Episode 6. Very unique at the very beginning of that. And you won't hear that on the new versions of the Star Wars films. That was removed and replaced with something else. So only those particular individuals out there will know about that song. Because we remember those movies before all the edited versions. No thanks to George Lucas. Okay, well, that is all I've got. And I hope you had a great time here with me on Soundtrack Telling. Hopefully, there are now more of you that believe that soundtrack music from TV shows, movies, and video games are actually pretty good and make a huge difference in our entertainment. Don't forget to get a hold of me, and you can on Facebook. Look me up, Jim R. Kirk. You'll see a picture of Iron Man, and might even see the nickname Captain Kirk there. That's me. And you can also shoot me an email at soundtracktelling@gmail.com. That's soundtracktelling@gmail.com. So thanks for joining me, and I will see you later. And have a great weekend.